Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Teresa of Avila. She is a doctor of the church, and being a doctor of the church, that means she has something to teach us. And this is what the church prays for in the collect of today's Mass. Grant that we may be always nourished by the food of her heavenly teaching. And what teaching of Saint Teresa does the church propose to us specifically? I would say it's that of prayer and hope. Okay, this is evident in the readings that the church has for her memorial, and also in the references. There are 5 references to Saint Teresa in the Catechism. Prayer and hope. The first reading mentions both of these. This is St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all creation is groaning and in labor pains, even until now, all the difficulties we have to bear in this life. And not only that, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we await for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that sees for itself is not hope, for who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. Okay, so there's the mention of hope in the first reading, and then it goes on to talk about prayer in the Spirit. In the same way, the Spirit too comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And so now we go to the Catechism, again, where Saint Teresa is referenced with regard to prayer and hope. First, with regard to vocal prayer, the Catechism says, prayer is internalized to the extent that we become aware of him to whom we speak. And that's from St. Teresa's Way of Perfection, that when we pray, and even when we're praying or using vocal prayer, we need to be attentive, and that our vocal prayer should not just be said out of habit, and that our mind be wandering elsewhere, but that we be attentive to whom we speak, namely the Lord. And then on the part that refers to contemplative prayer, this is paragraph 2709, the Church uses St. Teresa's definition of contemplative prayer. What is contemplative prayer? St. Teresa answers, contemplative prayer, in my opinion, is nothing else than a close sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with him who we know loves us. And that's from her autobiography. The Catechism talks about 3 forms of prayer: vocal prayer, meditation, and contemplation. So we see St. Teresa mentioned in the part of vocal prayer and also contemplation, using her definition of contemplation. The Catechism then references St. Teresa with regard to hope. There are a couple sayings that St. Teresa is very famous for, one of them being, everything passes. Everything passes. We read about in the first reading the difficulties, the trials, the labor pains, okay, undergone, the groaning within ourselves that we endure in this valley of tears. And St. Teresa reminds us, everything passes. Another saying that she is very well known for is her desire to see God. She says, I want to see God. Okay, this hope for eternal life, beatitude, the beatific vision. And so the Catechism makes reference to St. Teresa in the part that talks about the implications of our faith in God, the trust that we ought to have in God. One of the consequences of having faith in God, it means that we trust in God in every circumstance, even in adversity. A prayer of St. Teresa of Jesus wonderfully expresses this trust, and this is from her poems. Let nothing trouble you, let nothing frighten you, everything passes. God never changes. Patience obtains all. Whoever has God wants for nothing. God alone is enough. And then, in the part of the Catechism that deals specifically with the virtue of hope, again, there's a long citation from St. Teresa. She says, "Hope, O my soul, hope. You know neither the day nor the hour. Watch carefully, for everything passes quickly. Even though your impatience makes doubtful what is certain and turns a very short time into a long one, dream that the more you struggle, the more you prove the love that you bear your God, and the more you will rejoice one day with your beloved in a happiness and rapture that can never end." And finally, in the part of the Catechism that deals with Christian death, the meaning of Christian death, it says that we can desire to die. Okay, there's nothing contrary to the Christian faith and morals in having a holy desire for death. And in this, of course, cites St. Teresa. In death, God calls man to himself. Therefore, the Christian can experience a desire for death, like St. Paul's. St. Paul says, "My desire is to depart and be with Christ." And then the Catechism cites St. Teresa, "I want to see God. In order to see him, I must die." That's from her autobiography. And so from St. Teresa, we can learn about prayer. We can learn about Christian hope. And this calls to mind Padre Pio's famous saying, "Pray, hope, and don't worry about anything." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.